The electronic intifada.
Intifada electronic.
The electronic intifada.
This is the Electronic Intifada podcast.
In Oakland, I'm Nora Barrows Friedman with the Electronic Intifada. Last July, during Israel's 51-day attack on the Gaza Strip, hospitals and clinics were bombed and shelled, but in a series of airstrikes, Israeli forces completely leveled the Al-Wafa Rehabilitation Hospital, the only one of its kind in Gaza. Dr. Basman Alashi, director of Al-Wafa Hospital, and his staff were able to evacuate the patients, some needing round-the-clock care and monitoring, to other locations, including relatives' homes. In September, Dr. Alashi told the Electronic Intifada that medical workers created an outreach program across the Gaza Strip, going door to door to treat patients and help families of the injured, ill, and wounded take care of their loved ones. He said that this outreach program may be one of the only ways patients can get treatment until medical facilities destroyed by Israel this past summer are rebuilt and the siege is lifted. Joining us for an update about Al-Wafa Hospital and his patients is Basman Alashi, speaking to us from Gaza City. We're also joined by Dr. Rand Askelan, a pediatric neurologist based in Toronto. She just returned from Palestine and visited with patients at Al-Wafa. Basman and Rand, thank you so much for being with us again on the Electronic Intifada podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for having us.
So Basman, first off, tell us about any developments in rebuilding Al-Wafa Hospital and the health of your patients right now.
Since the end of the war, we were able to join with our elderly center, joined the building. We took half of the building until we rebuilt the hospital. So right now we are in the middle of the city almost, and we were able, with the help of many international organizations, have many of the equipment being delivered to us. So Al-Wafa Hospital is back in business and we are functioning, and we are waiting to get finance for our new building in the middle of the city, middle of Gaza.
It's really good news. In September, you told us that with Egypt helping reinforce Israel's blockade, it was impossible to get necessary medical rehabilitation equipment through the border. Has any of that specific equipment that you've been waiting for been able to reach Al-Wafa?
Many of this equipment came from the Israeli sides. The Egyptian side was still very difficult to get any of the needed equipment. But through the help of many international organizations and local suppliers, we were able to get many of the equipment that we lost during the war.
And what about basic medicines and other medical necessities? How can you assess how the blockade is still impacting your patients and other patients across the Gaza Strip?
The equipment that we received, it helped us in the rehabilitation, but we still lack very much of the medications. Since we don't receive this on a regular basis and our usage and need for this medication is in a daily and every hour, and the amount that enter Gaza is not sufficient enough for many of the hospitals, and especially our hospital that we are in every day and every week. We search Gaza to get some of the medical equipment and medical and the medicines, especially the medicines. Not just us, Shifa Hospital and other hospitals, still they are in short and in need of many specialty medicines that Israelis putting lots of restriction in it, and from the Egyptian side, we don't have any medicine that comes in through that side.
Dr. Rand, let's turn to you. You just returned from Gaza and the West Bank, where you were helping to procure medical equipment for children there, including kidney dialysis machines for the Al-Rantisi Pediatric Hospital. You were also able to visit Al-Wafa and work with doctors, medical staff treating children injured from Israel's attacks. From your standpoint as a pediatric neurologist, tell us about the children you met and what their needs are right now, 7 months after the attacks.
Yeah, I've actually met children, not just in Al-Wafa, I met children in Rantisi as well. And basically just the situation of the healthcare in Gaza reflects as the same on children, given that the majority of the population is actually kids below the age of 15. So we're dealing with young population. So the impact of the health on the health situation definitely will affect the children more than anybody else just by sheer numbers. So they don't have the amount, the access to medical care as much as they should. They don't have the trained medical expertise that they need as much as they should. Now, after the war, a lot of handicapped children, a lot of disabled, that they need a lot of rehabilitation. And this is where was the necessity of Al-Wafa. It was one of the main rehabilitation hospitals in the district. So the loss, now it's back into function. It's still not enough to meet the needs of the large numbers of wounded and injured children that are left with lifelong disabilities. So rehabilitation services is extremely needed and very important in Gaza at the moment. From the rehabilitation side, then you look at the other problems for any other medical subspecialty. They need dialysis, which was the biggest problem in a Rantisi hospital because of the demand. So they have a small unit, they had few dialysis machines, but way does not meet the demand, and this is where the project came, and we managed to provide 3 extra dialysis machines, which they got last month. So that increasing the capacity of the unit by at least 40%. And same thing with kids that need cardiac surgeries, kids that need neurosurgeries. All of these are really badly affected. So in any aspect you look at in healthcare, there is shortage, whether it's medicine, whether it's equipment, whether it's expertise. All of these are in shortage in Gaza at the moment.
That's the voice of Dr. Rand Askalon. She's a pediatric neurologist based in Canada and recently returned from the Gaza Strip, where she was working with hospital staff, including Dr. Basman Alashi at Al-Wafa Hospital. Dr. Basman, if you could tell us maybe a couple of case studies of some of your patients at the moment, maybe some of them who have been, you know, injured or disabled because of Israel's attacks over the summer, and how Al-Wafa is able to assess their needs and treat them.
I'll give one example of one child. We'll call him M. That's his name, and he lost 9 of his family members during the war because they were playing at their farms. Now, this boy is paralyzed. He is living in a mechanical breathing machine. Sometimes he had some memories, remembering the sound of the bomb, remembering his father, remembering his twin brother and sisters. So that child is still, in some occasions, he lives the past for a few minutes or a few hours, and we are unable to bring him back to live a normal life. The machines that we have does not help us to monitoring him from a distance, so I kept a nurse next to him at his room, watching him eye to eye so he can monitoring him at least 24 hours. Beside that, since the electricity is not constant, it's not coming every day, we run generators, and generators need a solar to run it. To keep track of that child is really a hassle for us. We are trying as much as we can to use the human resources than using machines that we used to have at Al-Wafa Hospital. another child that he came in, he was 2 years and a half. He was screaming all day and all night, and we could not help that child to recover because his mother is unable to come get closer to him because she got injured. So many of our staffs felt with that child how to deal with him, how to treat him, how to even keeping him in our lap and hugging him and just kissing him so we can let him feel the safety of it. So the children here in Gaza living a war after the war finished. They're living it in their memories and their lives, and they're seeing it in every sunrise that comes in. Am I gonna get bombed? I'm worried about going outside the hospital. So we are living through this with our children, and hopefully with the love that we give them, with the care, that many of them can recover. But it is a difficult task. We don't have the resources. We don't have the manpower. Gaza is full of children that needs our help, need rehabilitations, and our resources is very scarce and limited.
Like the child that Basman is referring to, and I think it's the same also the child I saw, to go back to the needs, in addition to all the emotional support that Basman beautifully described, for instance, that child in another place will be under a very strict rehabilitation program. This child will be getting a lot of support from that, and to maximize some devices that would be designed for his use. If this is in somewhere else other, so that's an example of how much the services of these kids are deprived at this moment from the services that they should get if they were elsewhere. So this is really a very live example of the shortage and the need there.
You're listening to the Electronic Intifada podcast. Visit us online at electronicintifada.net or follow us on Twitter at Intifada.
The Electronic Intifada.
Intifada Electronica.
Intifada Electronica.
Electronic Intifada.
Rand, can you tell us a little bit more about how you're working from Canada with doctors in Palestine and why this international solidarity and support is so important right now?
Yeah. I've been working with doctors in Palestine for many years now, and in different ways. In one aspect is building capacity, which I believe you need to provide the services constantly, not just by medical teams coming and provide the services and leaving, which is useful, but it's not really a solution, a long-term solution. So that's one aspect, which is training, and this is one thing that Dr. Basman and I talked about, and the need of Al-Wafa, of someone come and train their physiotherapist and occupational therapist, and this is something I'm working on now and trying to find someone who's willing to go and spend some time there to train the personnel. The other thing is actually train pediatricians in subspecialty pediatrics. So I've interviewed pediatricians in Gaza for the potential of them coming to Canada to do fellowships in subspecialty pediatrics. And now they are in the process of applying to SickKids, which is an icon institute in pediatric medicine. So things like pediatric cardiologist, pediatric radiologist, pediatric nephrologist. So all these are subspecialty in pediatrics that are extremely short in Palestine in general and Gaza specifically. So that's one aspect, and then you have the infrastructure. So this is where the dialysis machine came, and we are also looking at more projects now in terms of machines. So one of the places I also visited while in Gaza is the Right to Live Center. And the Right to Live is a place for handicapped children, particularly kids with Down syndrome and autism. And again, they have a beautiful setup there, but they need some expertise for like psychologists and speech pathologists to help to work with the children. And they need also some equipment to measure, for instance, hearing, to assess hearing in some of these kids. So we're working on that. So basically, my work is with the Palestinian doctors, particularly the pediatricians, and is to try and improve healthcare in general by addressing different aspects of the need in terms of infrastructure and equipment. Plus, which is the most important, is the human factor and the expertise.
If people in the States or in Canada or in Europe, anywhere listening to this podcast, want to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
They can email me. It's r.askalan, A-S-K-A-L-A-N, at utoronto.ca. And basically, I'm working with that with the Palestinian community here as well. So all of this work is done by fundraising and by support from the community, whether it's the fellowship program or whether buying, for instance, the dialysis equipment. The community came together. We had a huge meeting in my home, and I presented the project to them, and basically I just fundraised, and the Palestinian Arab community here and the Muslim community was very, very supportive in donating, and this is how we raised more than $100,000 to buy these dialysis machines. So it's a community work, and the people in Canada here, they really very receptive to this kind of work.
Finally, Dr. Bassman, tell us why you do this work. What keeps you moving forward despite all of the siege, the blockade, and the daily stress of treating patients in Gaza?
With the help of Dr. Askalan and other doctors that they visited us here, we look forward to get some training through video conferences to train our nurses and doctors how to get new techniques of treating patients, especially children that we have in Gaza here. And the cases in Gaza is unique. You don't find this anywhere in the world. A child of 3 years old that lives through three wars, and the condition that he has is new for us. We don't learn this in books. We don't have a way to teach nurses and doctors how to treat these children, because they are reacting to something that they have never seen before, and we have never lived through this. And sometimes I need to train the nurses how to be a better person, because he's still, at the end, he's a human being, and he went through these wars with tremendous effort and tremendous sacrifice. We need the help of the world. We need the world to know that Gaza is in need of lots of trainings for our staffs, lots of equipment that can help us to speed up the recovery of our patients. If I leave them with the equipment that we have right now, it might take 3-4 months for the patient to recover, where if I have the right equipment, it's going to take me weeks for that patient to recover. So Gaza, it's a ground of new strange, I wouldn't say a disease, but new strange personality of a child that we are unable to cope with and understand without the outside training and help and support, so we can all carry this responsibility of recovering these children and coming back to live a normal life as any other child in the world.
And if people want to learn more about your work and the work of Al Wafa Hospital, where can they go? Mm-hmm. How can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email at B, like a boy, MEDHAT at gmail.com, and I will be very glad to answer any questions that they have. Or if they need to support us, please do so we are in need of your at least moral support. Just tell the world and tell the people here that there is others outside Gaza, that they still can hear you, they still love you, and we still need this support here in Gaza.
Dr. Basman Alashi and Dr. Rand Askalan, thank you both so much for the work that you do and for being with us again on the Electronic Intifada podcast.
Thank you very much for having us. And thank you, Rand, for your support and help.
Thank you. Thank you both.
And that's it for the Electronic Intifada podcast. For news, information, cultural features and reviews, and pointed opinion and analysis, visit us online at electronicintifada.net. You can also post comments and sign up for our daily email digest. Follow us on Twitter at Intifada. Radio stations are free to use this podcast, and on behalf of all of us at the Electronic Intifada, thank you for listening.